Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
Well, I think they completed some passes on the sideline, you know, some press fades, you know, that's what they completed them. That was three or four of them. And then they had that play that was, you know, it was not well executed by us. I didn't see head and neck contact. That's what I did not see. So, but you need to have head and neck area contact there, and it's got to be forceful, you know, contact, not incidental contact. I didn't see any contact myself. Yeah, the explanation was the third foot didn't get down before the ball came out. That's what they said. They had plenty of time to look at it, and they're the ones who are the experts on the rules, so that's how it works. Well, that's a good question. That's one we're going to have to go back and look at. Like, I'm just walking out of the locker room right here, so I haven't had a chance to really break that down with the offensive coaches, but we weren't as crisp as we needed to be on that last two-minute drive for sure, in terms of that part of it.
John Harbaugh, boy, he's got a lot to talk about. And that was the last drive of the game, which was a futile drive at that. Ended with a sack as the Ravens' day comes to an end. 27-22 losers at home to the Pittsburgh Steelers. And we were talking, Vinny, before the show. By the way, it's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Bob A.V. Serrato.
Welcome back, Bob.
Good to be back, kind of. I'm telling you, when you're on, it's like, man, I don't have to get on the beltway. This is awesome. But anyway... Yeah, the Ravens have lost two games since my last show. Mm-hmm. They got blown out on Thursday, Thanksgiving by Cincy, and lose yesterday, very frustrating style. But we were talking before the show. Where was the sense of urgency for the Ravens offensively? Not to say that was the end-all, be-all deciding factor of the game. There are a lot of those, which we'll get into. But you're short on timeouts. You're kind of dilly-dallying around the line of scrimmage. Clock is just burning left and right. You have the holding penalty on the punt return. Then you have the holding penalty on your first offensive possession. Mm-hmm. And it just went downhill from there. And so as you just heard John Harbaugh say, not as crisp as they would have liked it to be. Let's just say it was not a quintessential two-minute drive for the Ravens, which ended with them not even, when they got past midfield, but didn't even get a shot at the end zone when it was all said and done.
No. And Bob, you know what? After I got done watching that game, I wanted to listen to the press conference because I was hoping you know, that Harbs, you know. And if I'm Bisciotti, maybe Harbs, I got you on the fine. Go ahead. Lambast those officials. That's what I was hoping, that Harbs would go off on the officials, you know, because they were horrendous. Every call went against the Ravens, you know. And the worst one was the Travis Jones one, which was total BS, because like Harb said, he didn't hit anything, any neck, head, nothing. And that was a 4-point swing. Those 4 points, you know, down here at the end, then the likely and all that stuff, it doesn't matter because they're kicking a field goal to take the lead. So that one was ridiculous. And then, you know, the likely one, I don't know what a catch is. I mean, we've talked for years. I don't know what a catch is anymore. I mean, you know, because if a quarterback dives over, you know, and the ball gets knocked out of his hand, cross the plane, you know, and or if likely was at the end line, 2 feet in, boom, he steps out, touchdown. I don't get it. And then the Aaron Rodgers one, I don't, you know, if likely's, you know, you have to have, you know, complete the play, he's, you know, fighting with the ball with Buchanan. You know, so I mean, the Ravens were 0 for 3 on critical plays, and otherwise, you know, the Ravens easily, not easily, but could have and should have won that game, but the referees effed them big time.
And Vinny, as you know, we've worked together for 9 years now. I will blast an umpire and a referee in a freaking heartbeat because they do impact the outcome of a game.
Yep.
That being said, let's get back to that final 2-minute drive.
Yeah.
But where was... not saying there was an urgency, but they didn't play like there was a sense of urgency. Yeah. Like, the for instance, the next to last play to Andrews on the sideline, I mean, you drop back.
Yeah.
And he's scrambling around, 10 seconds burning off the clock. Like, what the hell?
You know what it almost looked like, Bob? That when they had the ball, they get the ball at the 44-yard line initially. Then, you know, on the punt return, they get the 15-yard penalty, boom. Then they get the holding. I think Lamar was like, we're hosed. Yeah, I mean.
Because they're inside the...
they're on the 44-yard line. And they got a shot.
Inside the 30 now, yeah.
Yeah, and they ended up, you know, they hit the one to Andrews or whatever down the middle of the field. But, you know, I'm guessing that they were just so frustrated. I'm laying in bed last night going over those three plays all night long in my head about the referees. I was so pissed about the referees and the calls, and how can you make those calls and you guys are going to decide the game? That just, you know, I mean, I can imagine what Eric and Bisciotti, if I'm Bisciotti, I'm going, Eddie DeBartolo probably would have went down and attacked those referees.
Yeah, poll reporter, explorer, replay official, kind of, sort of, explored the likely play.
Yeah, and didn't get the third.
Yeah, but come on. And yeah, you mentioned it, if you're toe-tapping on the sideline or in the corner of the end zone, you're good. You're on the one-foot line, you reach the ball over, and it gets knocked out literally within a second of breaking a play, and it's still a touchdown. The rules committee is made up of who?
Executives, coaches, and then there's a couple from
the
league.
But why do they make things like the tuck rule?
Yeah.
The dumbest rule maybe in the history of all professional sports. The Tom Brady. All right, yeah. You're under pressure. You're tucking the ball. You fumble. It's a fumble.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. What are you trying to – why are you trying to make it more than it is? I mean, why – why would they want it to be a process that doesn't need to be completed, no pun intended, on other parts of the field?
Yeah.
It makes no sense to me. And I'm not the smartest guy in the room, but it still doesn't make any sense. I throw the ball, you catch the ball, you get 2 feet in. Hey, hello. Where's your celebration?
And you know what sucks, Bob, is? You know what's going to happen today is Harbs will call. I mean, this is what... Joe Gibbs would have been on the phone to the league office this morning, you know, and I'm sure Harbs probably wasn't. And on the Travis Jones one, they'll say, oh, sorry, you know, That's what it'll be. It costs us a freaking game.
That's right.
You know? And then the other ones, they'll give, you know, they'll give us, you know, well, we'll knock the referees. They won't ref in the playoffs. I don't give a crap.
There you go.
You know?
Get because, it, baby.
You know what? Because we're not going to be in the playoffs because of what you guys just did.
Yeah. We're both out of the playoffs because you stink.
Right.
410-583-1057 is the number. Ravens are now 6-7 on the year. Not the reason they lost, but certainly a contributing factor. Ravens are 3-5 at home. Guaranteed to have a losing record because New England comes in next week. I think they're toast. I'm going to be the fatalist guy. We can go back to baseball season. Kind of knew by June the Orioles were not going to get it done. Kept waiting for the Ravens to turn it around. Yep. And even when they won the 5 in a row, they weren't really dominating. I mean, Lamar hadn't put a touchdown on the board in a month. Until yesterday. That was his first rushing touchdown since week one. And I know he's had injuries, and let's not discount those, the knee, the toe, the calf, and all ankle. There's all kind of stuff, whatever it has been for him. But even when they were assuming control of the division, were once again controlling their own destiny, they weren't overly impressive.
Nope.
I just figured they just outlast everybody else because everyone else stinks.
Yeah.
And now Pittsburgh has again seized command of the division in a big way.
Yeah, and they play Monday night at home against Miami.
Who, by the way, has the same record as the Ravens all of a sudden.
And I guess the plus is Miami has been, the last four games, they've run it for over 164 yards a game. So, you know, that is a plus, you know, for Miami. But, I mean, the Ravens got a tough game with Cincinnati. You know, coming up, and Bob, who knows? I mean, if because Cincinnati's out of it, so is Cincy. What are they going to play like? And I think that the Ravens in the second half offensively, when they just decided, you know, like the one series when they came out, Bob, I can't remember, second quarter, third quarter, where it was jet sweep to Zay, quick screen to Zay, and then they come out after that and just start running the ball. Keep doing that because they were getting 6-7 a pop and they were, you know, but for the future, the two guards got to go. Falele and Voorhees, they got to go. They suck.
You've had enough of Falele?
I've had enough of both of them. I mean, you know, number one, Falele he's a nice kid. You know, he's not nasty. And if you reach, especially a Falele, if he reaches, he's done. He's done because he's off balance, and he couldn't stop a corner, 180-pound guy. You know, and all you got to do is get punch. Use those 36 arms, and all you got, if you just hit him, he's going flying. And you just, you know, and then 93 walked him the one time. I mean, Lamar's, that's when Falele, you know, Lamar was probably MFing him, pulling him at Aaron Rodgers on the sidelines.
Right.
You know, but those two guards are awful. Right. Rosengarten was better. Lindenbaum was better.
Ronnie got worked on the Highsmith at the end of the last play of the game. But then you had pressure up to the
right.
So either way, Ravens lose. They're 6-7 on the year this season that had great Super Bowl expectations. I'm as guilty as anyone. Hey, it's the best roster they've ever had.
I'm right there with you. I watched it at training camp.
Celebrating the 25th anniversary of a Super Bowl championship team, no less. But I think they're done. Yeah, I'm going to go fatalist. If you want to disagree, feel free to get in at 410-583-1057. Buzz Williams, Maryland Hoops coach. He'll be joining us 11 o'clock. Terps get worked out at Iowa City on this past Saturday. 18 more turnovers turned into 21-plus points for the Iowa Hawkeyes. Maryland, things get easier. They go to Michigan on Saturday, who's probably going to be ranked number one by the end of this day. Bowl stuff is set. Navy's going to Liberty Bowl. They'll take on Cincinnati. They've got Army coming up on Saturday in Baltimore. We'll be talking about that. We'll actually be doing our show live from downtown Baltimore on Friday. But Notre Dame, man. Come on. Notre Dame. Where's Vandy? How's Alabama get in?
Well, Sankey kind of runs that committee, Bob, the commissioner of the SEC. There's no way. Because here's the thing. Here would have been, all right, say Notre Dame and Miami get in, Alabama doesn't. Then they're going to say, all right, why do we even have conference championship games? It doesn't make sense because we were in prior to. And, Bob, they make so much freaking money with the conference championship games, that they can't afford not to have them. So, I mean, you kind of knew that Alabama was going to be. I told my buddy the other day, I said, Notre, and his son, their grandson plays for Notre Dame. I said, they're going to get hosed. I said, because BYU, they lose, then they're going to put Miami up to next to Notre Dame, and then they're going to say head-to-head, and then Notre Dame's out. And that's kind of what happened.
Yeah, Notre Dame's out, and they didn't do anything but have the day off.
Right.
And BYU got housed, so they're done. And we'll get into all of that good stuff throughout the course of the week because the bowl cycle begins, the playoffs start on the 19th. Winter meetings going on in Orlando. Maybe we'll have some good Orioles news for you before the week is done. If you want to get in, now's your chance. We'll come back, take your phone calls. It's Vinny, Haney, Nolan McGraw. It is not a victory Monday. It's the exact opposite of that. The Ravens are below 500 in the second week of December. Nobody saw that coming.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed's sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
For the Ravens, the officiating did not do them any favors. And we've been kind of getting on them, appropriately so.
Yeah.
But you can kind of get on the Ravens for digging themselves in 1-5 hole, play calling, and where was the running game? First half.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. All right, let's get out there. People want to talk. Let's go to Ron in Owings Mills. Ron, what's up?
Good morning, Bob and Vinny. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Ron.
Bob, welcome back. No doubt questionable calls need to be discussed by fans. No doubt about it, and they will. You are allowed to show up in the first half and make the refs not matter. You are allowed to show up in the first half of a game. I appreciate you guys talking about how slow they were on the last drive. Awful special teams penalty. You would have had the ball in much better position.
44-yard line.
Yes. 44-yard line, Vinny. I mean, Lamar on the 4th-and-2, he was throwing to Hopkins. Andrews jumped it. Hopkins was wide open in the back of that end zone. Just a couple more points. Lamar throws a terrible pick to his cousin. Bateman drop. He said it after the postgame. It's a drop. No excuses. I appreciate that. I thought Lamar could have thrown a little bit better ball. I'm not trying to hate, but no excuses. He's got to catch it. You get no pressure all day on a 42-year-old quarterback. The most of the Ravens fans I talked to after this game, Bob and Vinny, they're very wise. They see the big picture. That, you know, while I get it, you know, they're upset in the moment, they're really not upset because they understand we need a new head coach. A lot of Steelers fans, Bob and Vinny, are upset they won. They're very upset. I think we're in a better position moving forward long term because we all know we have a lot of problems, but we also need a new head coach in the offseason. So in a way, a lot of Ravens fans are just done and tired and are a little bit ecstatic at the outcome. But we definitely need a new head coach, and I appreciate you guys. We're done.
All right. Thank you, Ron. Throwing a little shade, as they say, at John Harbaugh. And he mentioned the Steelers fans. They were booing Tomlin, saying, fire Tomlin. In their last game, they played Renegade, and they were booing during the song, which is kind of their deal there. So it's funny where Mike Tomlin is probably revered by Ravens fans, but hated by Steeler fans. Yeah.
Bob, they were talking during the week, and we had some people on. The Steeler fans wanted the Ravens to blow them out so they could get rid of Tomlin.
Damn. How quickly they forget things. Then again, the Steelers haven't won a playoff game in almost 10 years.
Right.
So let's not forget that. But hey, they never finished below 500. Mediocrity in its finest form. Go to Rob in Bel Air. Rob, thanks for holding. What's up?
Wow. How do I top Ron? I mean, I can't disagree with anything he said. Welcome back, Bob. Bob, I'm going to use a line that you said. The Ravens are the get-right game. I mean, they are. The Cincinnati Bengals, I'm going to use a term that Bob would use. They look like the 85 Bears out there on defense against the Ravens. But it's almost like you almost expect this. This is how bad it's got. How about in the first half when you're running the ball, how about you block T.J. Watt and not let him come down the line like that? I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I mean,
well, the way you block him is – you know, you run a play and Lamar reads that and keeps it and goes outside. I mean, otherwise, because when you're running that zone scheme to the left side, he is unblocked.
Right. I agree with you, Vinny. But the other part, too, is you guys, you have Green as a pass rusher. You drop him in the coverage. The play that they scored down the sidelines, the Steelers, was the most ridiculous defensive play I've seen in a long time. You're almost putting your hands in the air going, ah, here are the Ravens we know. And well, Aaron Rodgers throws for 282. He kills Humphrey on that one. Who didn't see that coming? And then the last part, I mean, we could talk about the penalties were bad, and we're going to talk about that all. Were bad. The calls were awful. But they had 3rd-and-2. After that, I think I threw my phone down, Bob, on that play. It was what creativity was that? Henry ran right into the player. It was like, was Lamar supposed to take off with the ball? I would sit there and go, oh, now you're 4th-and-5.
I think it was a zone read, and I think Lamar didn't know what to do.
I mean, if you get those 2 yards, you're first. What is Henry supposed to do? He's not nimble with his feet. You got to get him in a running start on a play like that. And then, you know, then most plays that would have been a call on maybe Patrick Queen on, I don't know. All I know is that last 2-minute drive. You have 9 seconds left. I know Highsmith was coming, But chuck the ball in the end zone and see what happens. I mean, what are you expecting to happen? And when that happened, when he got the sack, I said, that's the Ravens season in a nutshell. That's, I mean, you guys can expand, but no pass rush. No pass rush again.
Yep.
What was he hit? One time? I mean, come on. This is, they're not going to win with no pass rush. You saw what the Texans did. They're not going to win with no pass rush.
All right. Hey, Rob, thank you for the call. So we have two calls, two people running hot. Appropriately so. By the way, the Ravens were 2-for-6 in the red zone yesterday. To Rob's point, and I'm sure we're going to talk about it when we get the keys coming up here in a few minutes.
And Bob, how about, you remember the one play? Because this kind of says it all. I thought because you're getting no pressure, and I texted you, I thought that Rodgers was just playing with the defense. You know, I don't think, because he wasn't pressured. Like, how about the one time when Orr Harbs calls timeout because they switched and they had Metcalf in the slot and he had one-on-one coverage. And Rodgers, he's over there yelling at the Ravens sideline. He says, I had you got, you know.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers hadn't had an air throw more than 20 yards in a month, and he had 3 yesterday. 52 on their first play from scrimmage.
Bob, watching that game, it seemed to me there was more confusion on defense than there's been in a long time. There was a lot of guys, like, you know, shuffling, moving around, and like pointing and stuff. I thought there was a lot of confusion yesterday.
Nolan, we have time for another call. He says yes. Let's go to Ryan in Baltimore. Ryan, you're on with Vinny and Haney and Nolan McGraw, and it's not a victory Monday.
It's a miserable Monday, gentlemen.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I can, Bob, I'm with you. I will ream out a ref or an umpire the first chance I get. But kind of going with what Ron said in the first call, we can't put ourselves in a situation to where the refs want to make or break the game. I mean, it's just so frustrating that this happens and we can't execute. I felt like in the first half, the Ravens defense couldn't make a stop. You know, I was fortunate enough that I didn't watch the game. I was listening to it on the radio when I had my phone with the drives. And it just seemed like every time it was, oh, they've got them at 3rd and 5. Oh, Rodgers converts and they get a first down. They're just marching down the field. And so it was just frustrating on that end. And then likewise with the offense, like we've been talking about for the past, 4 or 5 weeks, that they're just not playing with a sense of urgency and getting down the field and making big plays. So, I mean, the game kind of speaks for itself as far as what happened, right? Like, this has been the story of the season. Offense has its woes. Defense has its woes. We get screwed by a call here and there. Like, it's just the way the season is. And you know, we can all hang our hat on positivity, but there's a dark cloud over Baltimore, like I've been saying for the past few months. And there's just a pit in my stomach knowing that there's nothing that I can do, or frankly, I don't even think the players can do to help fix it.
Ryan, thanks for the call. A lot of depressed Baltimore sports fans here on this Monday because the Ravens have played themselves in a position, as we said earlier, Vinny, to control their own destiny. Now they've lost control with 2 home losses to division rivals, 1 unacceptable to Cincinnati. And yeah, they had some gaffes in that game, but that's in the rear view. But yesterday, you dug an early hole, then you were playing from behind, then the controversial calls from the officials. But still, I mean, you're down by double digits in the second half. You're up against it.
Yeah. You know, I mean, they're down 17-9 at the half. But the thing about it is, you know, they didn't play great the first half. I mean, they had 129 yards, you know. And then in the second half, you know, they had 291 offensive yards in the second half, 12 first downs. Pittsburgh had 4 first downs the second half, you know, and just couldn't finish it.
It's Vinny and Haney, Nolan McGraw. We'll come back, take more of your phone calls. Support that 583-1057. Got Vinny's keys. Revisit those from last Friday. Buzz Williams, basketball coach, University of Maryland. Terps have lost 3 of their last 4. They've been ugly losses at that. And you got Michigan looming on the road coming up this Saturday. That's not a recipe for success, for sure.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
After losing back-to-back weeks to Cincinnati and to the Steelers, now off to the Bengals, but what's the O-line? I can't quit you, man. The odds makers can't quit the Ravens. They're 1.5-point favorites. Maybe the assumption is, Vinny, since Cincinnati got eliminated basically yesterday.
Right.
That they won't try. I think they try.
Oh, yeah.
I think they try in a big way, to be totally honest with you.
Yeah, because Cincinnati actually played very well against Buffalo.
Two turnovers, killed them.
Pretty close to back-to-back.
And we'll get into that. And then Josh Allen was brilliant in the second half of that game. And we'll get into all of that when we get to the AFC North report. Got Vinny's Keys coming up in a couple of minutes. Buzz Williams, head basketball coach, University of Maryland. Struggle City for the Turtles right now as they lose their first conference game of the year at Iowa. Let's go to Tony in Rosedale. Tony, what's up?
Hey, guys. I know you've had calls about Harbaugh and the ref, but I'm taking it in a different direction. The special teams. Yesterday was atrocious. I had a flashback of Durin Stone in the AFC Championship game. You remember that, Bob, don't you?
2008.
Yes. That penalty, that holding penalty that pushed you back. Now, in the preseason, I called you guys when everyone got excited, when Luke hit a long field goal, and I told you guys going into the season, we cannot see momentum changes. When he missed the extra point in preseason, I said I didn't like it. Now, although it didn't have a direct effect on the outcome of the game, when you miss extra point, it puts the whole offense in a mindset that you're chasing points, and it changes the way you got to call a game going forward. You know, that missed extra point, like I said, was a momentum changer because you're already having, you know, in place that you're chasing points. And also, why does it always seem like we are starting from the 25-yard line or further back and other teams are starting from the 35 and further up? Special teams has been atrocious for a while, and it played a direct effect on the outcome of the game yesterday, I think.
I would agree with you on the special teams yesterday, because I thought Pittsburgh dominated the special teams. You know, I mean, and how about to start the third quarter? Loop kicks it out of bounds or whatever, and they get the ball on a 40-yard line. Then they hit one pass, you know, because there's no pressure. You know, and then they kick the field goal.
Yeah, we haven't even got to that yet.
Yeah.
But stay with special teams. Wester, what the hell is he doing back there returning punts? Yeah. In the idea to move towards the other team's goal line?
Yeah. I think that fundamentally, Pittsburgh's coverage units were pretty damn – I mean, keep the ball inside and in front of you, you know, and they did that. He had really nowhere to go. I thought that Pittsburgh's special teams units were excellent, and like you said, the Ravens made some key mistakes. You know, the missed, you know, Looper cost them on a couple because, you know, they're starting on a 40. And they get the, you know, a pass, you know, down to the 18 or, you know, I mean, one play and they're in field goal range, you know. So, I mean, special teams was not good yesterday.
Let's get back to the phones. Go to Westminster. Chuck, you're on Vinny Haney and Nolan McGraw. Chuck? No, Chuck. Let's go to Ed in Arbutus. Ed, what's up?
Bob, Vinny, good morning to both you gentlemen.
How you doing, Ed?
I'm okay. I'm always in respect to the knowledge of who I'm talking to. Please always be aware of that. Ravens' agonizing home field loss yesterday to a division rival lends itself to introspective reasons to question why. Start with self-imposed miscues. Going into the game, do not allow deep threat Metcalf to achieve vertical distance beyond your deepest defender. Their very first play from scrimmage, Metcalf burns them deep and continues to dice open field voids. Pressure Rodgers was never touched on a rush by anyone, even in five wides empty without a back to protect him. Ravens' defensive edge containment lost on two specific plays, backside to allow Rodgers to run it in uncontested for a TD, frontside, running back number 30, Warren, on a leak-out wheel route to the right flat, totally uncovered. The tight end was wide open as well. Mm-hmm. It's one of them situations. Who's got who on that play? No communication whatsoever. Another uncontested touchdown for 14 points total on those two plays. That could have been just field goals. Add in egregious scoreboard-affected points that shouldn't be due to a horrendous call on a routine down lineman, Travis Jones, on a field goal, flagged for nothing. His head was in the A-gap. The center does a soccer flop, of which led to 4 points that were unwarranted. The likely TD end zone catch, of which two on-field refs clearly signal touchdown and under review, it's overturned. The Buchanan all-out hustle intercept of the tip drill deflection, again of which two refs clearly signal Ravens ball to again be overturned upon review. A couple other things. Is there a reason why we struggle to kick the ball off within the confines of the playing field so as not to afford them possession on the 40-yard line twice? Open NFL receivers, catch the football. Unfortunately, today, gentlemen, that's it. Thank you.
All right, Ed running hot.
Oh, yeah.
And
everybody.
It takes a lot to get Ed running hot.
And rightfully so. You know, the miscommunications on the defense and stuff. I mean, and, you know, like the fade routes. I mean, if you're lined up in press, you know, I mean, put your hands on the receiver, disrupt his rhythm. All Wiggins does is turn and run with him, you know, and Metcalf runs right past him. And then on the other side, 19, you know, runs past Awuzie. And that was on third and five. Jam him at the line. You know, but he has all day to throw. You know, so I totally agree with Ed. It's one of my keys, Bob. Don't hit Roger. Don't let him get into a rhythm.
We'll have your keys coming back next, Vinny at 80-105. So the Fed, Olin McGraw. Also, take more of your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Buzz Williams, University of Maryland head coach. I stand corrected, Maryland host Michigan. Coming up on Saturday night, national TV, too. Oof. Little Fox extravaganza. Michigan expected to be ranked number one when the polls come out later today. Whip around 11:15. Talk about the college football playoffs. Notre Dame took their golden helmet and went home. We're not going to the playoffs. We're not playing at all. Wah! A.J. Gersh, Fox 45.
Time for Vinny's Keys to Victory.
Well, the Ravens lose yesterday, 27-22 to the Pittsburgh Steelers at home. Fifth home loss of the year for the Ravens. Vinny does his keys on Friday. I wasn't here for that, so I'm interested to hear what the keys were. I'm guessing they missed a few of them.
Yeah, number one was win the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball.
Run game-wise, they did.
Yeah.
Did we count that?
Yeah. I said, O-line, get a body on a body and stay on your feet. For the most part, they did a pretty good job. I mean, you know, they had 420 yards. They had 291 yards in the second half. And defensive line, they gave up 8 carries for 8 yards in the second half rushing. You know, 17 carries for 34 yards is all the Steelers had. So defensive lines, you know, I thought they did well. The offensive line, I still go back to it. I think we're kind of narrowing down the problem. It's the two guards. It is absolutely the two guards. They can get by with the other. Rosengarten played better. But the two guards got to go. Number two, protect the ball. I mean, Lamar got too cute on the one. You know, I mean, he's trying to decide, should I run? Should I throw?
Oh, the pick. Yeah, the little then he lobby throws the, thing.
Yeah. You know, so you got to be smarter than that, because then that turned into points. Number three. Pressure Rodgers. I don't even know if you need to take a shower.
One quarterback hit for the day.
That's Una. That's un... I mean, Bob, he did not look like a 42-year-old quarterback moving around. He looked, you know...
A good 39.
Yeah. But, I mean, how about on the touchdown run?
And he's kind of throwing the ball out. Of there he is.
But, I mean, even on the one that... To start the third quarter, where he scrambles left and nobody's around him, you know, and he has probably 6 seconds to throw it, and he hits Metcalf down the field for 3 points for sure. But the pressure, it was horrible. Number four, run the ball, break some arm tackles. Yeah, they definitely did that. I mean, they ran the ball. The Ravens ran the ball well. 40 attempts for 217 yards, average 5.4. So they did a good job running the football. Just wish, I mean, they did run it 40 times. Lamar still threw it 35 times. You know, I wish they would have run it 55 times, actually.
But a lot of the runs, I don't have the stat book in front of me, were in the second half, right?
The runs in the second half, Bob, I will tell you. Oh, here's my first half. First half, the Ravens rushed it 19 times. For 73 yards. So in the second half, Bob, they rushed it 21 times for like 120 yards.
Got it.
So they ran it a lot, you know. Lamar threw it 13 times the first half for 64 yards. And then the last key was Lamar played like Lamar. Thought in the second half he kind of came around a little bit. Still... The legs are what make him unique. You know, like Josh Allen. They don't win that game if Josh Allen, you know, doesn't run the ball.
All right, he had the big touchdown run.
Yeah.
Again, we'll get to that.
But, AFC I mean, North. Lamar, in my mind, because Nolan, I talked about it all week, and you thought I was crazy. Me and Nolan, you know, he didn't think Lamar needed to run, and I said he needed to run at least 10 times. Called runs, you know, and I think he had 7. But I just think that... That spreads people out, and then it keeps people from putting 8 in the box, and it makes life easier, you know, for Derrick Henry. So Lamar needs to get much more involved with his legs, I think.
Is it too much of an injury issue for him to be comfortable enough to do so? Because he's not as fast.
No.
And we'll get to the whip around here as he was in 2019 or 21 or 23. He's had the toe now, ankle, knee, hammy.
Got his foot stepped on.
Yeah, he's got a lot of things going on. But he seems a little more tentative than he used to be in regards to getting out there.
Just like on the interception, Bob. I mean, because in the old days, he's planting that foot and going. Not like, you know, and he had to make a perfect throw, you know, because the corner was dropping. So I just, Lamar played like Lamar. He's not playing like MVP Lamar right now.
Well, he's Lamar from November, which is not a good Lamar.
Correct. Correct.
And for them to salvage the season, he's going to have to put the Superman cape on.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do something.
Because, Bob, when they played, like when they played Pittsburgh in the playoffs, he was 16 of 21 for 175 with two touchdowns, had a 132 quarterback rating, 15 rushes for 81 yards, long of 20, which is fine. And then Henry had 26 for 186. You know, so, I mean, they ran the ball extremely, and they ran the ball good this time. But I just think that they could have run it even more because they were getting chunks.
Nolan, we have time for another call. He says yes. Let's get out to the phones and go to Maurice in Baltimore. Maurice, thanks for holding. What's up?
Hello.
How you doing?
How you doing? Good morning. So, you know, every game going to have questionable calls for officiating. But I want to talk about the Ravens offense. We just paid Mark Andrews all his money. Where was he all games? D-Hop. Why are we using D-Hop a lot? Y'all signed him for what? What's the point of signing D-Hop if you're not going to use him? Rashad Bateman, he's not proven to do anything. He dropped a way easy pass.
It wasn't an easy pass, but he dropped it. There was some RPMs on that ball, but he should have caught it.
He should have caught it. And then we got Flowers. He's somewhat a number one receiver, but we're not using our receivers how we're supposed to use them. I likely should have got paid. I said I'm Andrews. That's how I feel about it. It's just we have all these playmakers, but they're not using them right. That's the part I'm not understanding with the Baltimore offense.
All right. Hey, Maurice, thanks for the call because Zach Orr took a lot of heat.
Mm-hmm.
Todd Monken's starting to feel some of that himself because the play calling, I think, Vinny, is fair to question.
Yeah.
At times. The red zone woes speak for themselves. 2 for 6 again yesterday.
Yeah. 2 for 6 yesterday. No doubt about it. And, you know, they've had problems, you know. And the biggest problem is, you know, just like on they wanted to run the ball and you lose 3 yards on the 3-yard line. You know, I mean, it can't happen. Can't allow penetration like that. Those kind of things can't happen. I mean, a lot of times, you know, they just can't get out of their own way, you know, and they just cause their own issues.
It's 88-81-05-7, the fan hour number one is done, but we got plenty more to get to. We're going to shift gears. Talk Maryland Hoops was not a kind Saturday to them as they were in Iowa City taking on the Hawkeyes as they got worked out there. Maryland's lost 3 of their last 4 games. They've been blown out. And all 3 of the losses, they host Michigan coming up Saturday on national TV. Michigan will probably be the number one team in the country because Purdue got blown out by Iowa State on Saturday. So we'll get into that with Buzz Williams, whip around 11:15. Talking about these college football playoffs minus Notre Dame. And A.J. Gersh, Fox 45, get his thoughts on the Ravens now. 6-7. Let's look at it this way. The Ravens, Chiefs, and Dolphins all have the same record. And by the way, that's not good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.